Thank you for calling Custom Support. My name is Hannah. How may I help you today?
Yes, Hannah. I've been trying to go on Max Performance Advanced Mail Enhancement, and it's not working. I like to send this back and cancel anything else that comes up.
Okay. May I have a zip code to pull up an account for you?
Sure. 93551.
And your name, please?
Nelson Cunningham.
Okay, and could you verify that address for me, Ms. Cunningham?
Yes, 5330 Allen Court, Palmdale, California, 93551.
Okay, and I do see here, Mr. Nelson, where you do have our Goliath Max Strength Booster and Advanced Male Enhancement, which are male enhancement products.
Right.
That are all natural to help reduce strength and stamina. Is that correct?
Right, I believe so.
Okay, and you said you're wishing to cancel today?
Yeah, I want to cancel everything that's coming up, and I'd like to send back the ones I have.
Okay, I understand. And I do see here, Ms. Nelson, where you are eligible for a 35% discount towards our official charges if you wouldn't stay with us today.
No, that's okay. I just try to go ahead and just cancel everything, please.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm doing that for you now, and we will have
okay.
to lose you as a customer, Mr. Nelson. And I can even go as far as applying my family and friends discount of 50% towards our official orders.
No, I appreciate that, but not right now.
Okay, I understand. Give me 1 second. I'm about to finalize
okay.
it for you. All right, before I finalize this cancellation, I would like to make one last offer of 75% towards our future orders, which would bring those prices down to like $20.
Right. No, not right now. I appreciate it.
I understand. And I do have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. That cancellation number would be C as in cancel, 9, B as in boy, C as in cancel, 2, E as in Eric, C as in cancel, 2463.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and I have canceled out that account for you, so there will be no future shipment or billing to your address from our company, okay?
Okay, and then the products that I have now, do I ship them back to you?
Well, unfortunately, we don't take returns as a company due to health code regulations and everything,
okay.
coronavirus and everything going on right now.
Right.
But you can dispose of those products any way you would like. If you just want to throw them away, give them to someone else to try out, or if you want to change your mind and want to try use them again at a later time. But we can't take returns due to health
okay.
code regulations.
Okay, so how much was the charge on that, on those?
One of them was $98.98, and one of them was $99.98.
Wow. So I can't return them because of COVID?
Yes, sir.
Well, my wife said that we've returned some before, three of the last three.
Okay, well, if you did return something, we didn't receive it because we don't take returns. I mean, they, you know, the post office can't deny you sending something back. So, yeah, they are going to take it and tell you that they're going to send it, but it wasn't brought here because we don't take returns as a company.
Okay, so you don't show anything that it was returned, anything?
No, sir.
Okay, honey. All right. Okay, well, I still might send these back, whatever, okay?
Okay.
And is there, do you know what card that was charged on? Does it show?
I can't actually give out those numbers over the phone, but
okay.
you can ask me the last four digits, and I can tell you that's what the numbers are.
0872?
No, sir.
No, that's not it? Okay. All right, then.
All right. And I do thank you for calling in the customer support today, Mr.
Well,
Cunningham. Hmm?
Okay, let me give us a second.
Okay.
My wife's upset about this. Is it 0462?
No, no, sir.
Nope.
Then we need to know where I'm going to call today.
Okay. Okay, so that's, so you can't do anything else about that charge or anything then?
No, sir, not at this time because those charges are valid.
Okay.
I want to talk to a supervisor.
Okay. Can we talk to your supervisor real quick, please?
Okay, sir. All of our agents here go by the same protocol, including supervisors, and they will just tell you the same thing that I'm telling, that the charges are valid due to you agreeing to the terms and conditions for paying those products. And since you did say that you did order and you just didn't like it, those charges are valid.
Well, we don't have a card showing what you're charging.
Yeah,
well, ma'am, it's on the website where you place the order on the payment information page where you put in your card number and everything. It says, I agree to the terms and conditions, and terms and conditions is highlighted to where you can click and actually read those terms and conditions, and all that information is in there, including the prices that you will be charged for those products. And since you agreed to those terms and conditions, those charges are valid at this time.
Okay, I got, hang on here. So, is one of the numbers, let me see here a minute, 3617?
Yes, sir. That is the card number
that
is charged. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. All right, then. That's what I need to know.
Wayne, I'm trying not to get angry.
I know.
I've returned three of them unopened through a mail and more. So where are those three?
She don't show anything being there.
Cool.
Not unless it might have been a different product that I ordered. I don't know. So.
Okay, did you cancel it from there?
Yes, everything's canceled, right?
Yes, sir, everything is canceled. There will be no future shipping or billing.
Okay. All right, then. And I got the authorization number, so that should be it then. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right then, thank you.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling in the customer support, and I hope you have a nice rest of your evening.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're trying to be nice, and she's fucking lying.